Bond going to be jumping against Parker. And the tip is up and controlled by the Bruins. Glenwood has the basketball. That's Sheely over in the corner. The long jumper from outside by Parker's no good. They get their own rebound. Driving to the lane is Sheely. Goes all the way up with the left hand, and it's good. Blackman 2. Make that Glenwood 2. Blackman nothing. Across the timeline goes Dangerfield. Gives off to Norris. Feeds it. Bond open for 3. It's good. First bank 3. For Jazz Bond. It's Blackman on the scoreboard.
6'3 can shoot from the outside.
Nice touch and she makes a steal. A 2-on-1. Bond driving the left side, has it taken away. Sheely on a good defensive play. Brings it across the timeline, has a little trouble with it. Going all the way in. This time it's blocked and out of bounds. It'll belong to Brentwood. I'm going to have a hard time with Brentwood and Blackman tonight. Brentwood, Blackman.
Bruins and Blaze doesn't help you much either.
No,
sorry, pal.
Inside to McCarty. Gets it out. Dishes it back out to Anthony. Her first touch of the ball. And almost taken away by Dangerfield. McCarty make that. Anthony gets it back over to Sheely, and they'll set it back up. Cindy McCarty, a last-minute addition to the Bruins lineup, but she's a big girl. Over the corner it goes to Hood. Now inside, now feeds it back out to Anthony, who takes this jumper from outside. It's short. Rebound, however, Parker. They're dominating the offensive glass right now. Sheely to Hood. Back to Sheely. They'll set it back up. 6:36 to go in the first quarter. 3-2, Blackman. McCarty open. They don't see her. Now they take the long jumper, and it's short. Going to be out of bounds. Belong to Blackman as that shot by Parker way short. So it'll be the Blaze ball.
Right now struggling with the rebounds. I'm sure that will come around for the Lady Blaze.
Dangerfield across the timeline. Dribbles down to the right side. That gives off top of the key to Pollock. Over to Bond. Little head fake. Now stops. Drives. 12-footer. Good. Jazz Bond with the first 5 points for Blackman. And they lead by 3.
Well, when you're 2-for-2 from the field, you can do a lot of things.
McCarty gives it over to Hood. Now in the corner it goes to Anthony. Cross-court pass. It goes to Parker. Tries to get it inside to McCarty. She's going to be fouled and hammered by Alex Johnson, who is wearing number 35 tonight. She usually wears 34, I believe, Brian. Isn't that right?
I think so. And Bond has a different number. And Jada Hughes, if she gets in.
And at the line is McCarty. The free throw is up and short. 5-2, Blackman. McCarty will get another.
Boys will be wearing similar uniforms.
Free throw, no good. Rebound, Johnson. Over to Norris. Blackman on the run. Norris sees Dangerfield from the corner. No good. Rebound picked up on a nice play there by Parker. Gives it off to Hood. Brentwood's ball. They're running. Gives it to Sheely. Drives baseline. Goes up. Blocked by Johnson. Out of bounds. It'll be Brentwood's ball. 5:38 to go in the first quarter. 5-2. Brentwood with the ball. They trail by 3. Coming off the screen was Anthony. Didn't see her. They get it inside. This one's blocked. Norris blocks Parker's shot. Micah has the ball. Long to run again. And feeds it inside. Great feed to Johnson. The layup from the left side is good. Beautiful feed by Micah Norris.
Are they ever going to miss?
Well, they're getting pretty high percentage shots other than that three-pointer, Brian. Sheely across the timeline. Over to Anthony. Back to Sheely. They find McCarty wide open. Doesn't take the shot. Over to Hood.
I'm surprised she didn't take that shot or at least drive. She had a one-on-one.
Sheely loses the ball. Picked up by Bond and now a jump ball. And it'll belong to the Blaze. The second turnover by Brentwood. And a 30-second timeout coming up with Blackman leading by a score of 7-2. And it gives us an opportunity to talk about Bob Parks Auction.
Well, when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction, Stan Vaught, and Bob Bug. Online at BobParksAuction.com with Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Also, since 1924, our friends at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, they've been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com.
Blackman with the basketball and a 7-2 lead. Dangerfield dribbles to the right side. Now gives it over. Top of the key. Now to Pollock. Working it around to the left side to Bond. Back to Norris. Going to drive. Stop. Shoots at the foul line. Short. Rebound. Picked up by Parker, and it's out of bounds. It belonged to Blackman off of Parker, and that is the third turnover for the Brentwood Bruins. And every loose ball right now Brentwood's getting. However, they're leading in turnovers as well.
Yep, three turnovers to the one for the Lady Blaze.
Dangerfield sets it up, now gives it over to Pollock, right side. Back out to Bond, the high post to Norris. Anthony on her. Norris going to breeze by her and put it up. No good. Rebound. McCarty diving for it. So is Pollock. Jump ball this time. The Bruins have it. Got some changes coming in for Blackman. Morgan Miller coming in. Angel Allen also for the Blaze.
We didn't get to see Morgan the other night, John. She was sick with a flu-like illness last Friday, and Coach Hibden actually didn't make the trip to Franklin last Tuesday because he was sick as well.
A lot of it going around. Sheely makes a double dribble move and then gives it back out to Parker. Double teamed. Now gets by it, and I think they're going to, they do. They call double dribble on Parker.
Well, she did. She faked one way and then kind of she stopped her dribble and then picked it up immediately, but that was a good call.
And I really thought that Sheely also double dribbled. But so Blackman with a 5-point lead in the ball. Dangerfield. Bailey Miller's in the game along with Morgan Miller, Angel Allen. Newcomers to the Blackman lineup. Miller loses the ball. Bad pass. Anthony driving, gives it over to Parker. Puts it off the window good from the left side. Nice play by Parker, and now it's 7-4. Blackman, Dangerfield, drive, stops. Puts up from about 8 feet, nothing but the net for Dangerfield. That is a patented move by Crystal Dangerfield. Beautiful. Parker, left side, now to Hood. No substitution so far for the Lady Bruins. Mike and Norris getting ready to check back in for the Blaze. Sheely almost threw it away in front of the Blackman bench. Now to Sheely. They leave her open. Shoots it. It's up. And it's good. And it's a three from Sheely. She has five. And the lead cut to two. 9-7 Blackman.
Well, they left her wide open from there. And I don't think Coach Hibden was very happy about the D.
Dangerfield trying to answer with a three. Misses it. Rebound. Anthony. Double team. Trap. Now gives it out to Hood. 3:01 to go in the first quarter, 9-7 Blackman. Long pass down the side to Sheely. Passes it inside to McCarty. Needs some help. Gives it back out to Sheely. I have no idea how old McCarty is, but I'm going to say she's a freshman. What do you think? I'm maybe a sophomore.
I would say one of the two. She's not any older than that, I don't think.
There's Parker driving, going up again with a left hand. Good. Late picking her up, and Parker scores, and we're tied at 9.
Now, that move by Parker is a senior move, and she is.
There's a little jumper in the lane by Dangerfield, answers it. And Dangerfield puts Blackman out in front. Chad Hibden wants a timeout. We'll take 1-2. Blackman up by 2.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS primetime sports coverage brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, AG's Sporting Goods, formerly AG's Sporting Goods, Game Days Team Sports, Craig's Tax Service, and Little Caesars Pizza Pizza.
Here's Sheely with the ball for Brentwood. Parker now driving baseline, going to throw it away, and I don't think a Blaze touched it, and they didn't. Another turnover for the Bruins. And Blackman gets the ball. That's five for the Lady Bruins. Micah Norris back into the ball game, along with Alex Johnson, Miller, Allen, and Dangerfield in for the Blaze. Dangerfield drives left side. Now dishes it back out to Allen, right side, to Morgan Miller. Back out, Johnson, over to Allen. Trying to feed it inside. Doesn't give it to Miller. Now feeds it out to Johnson. Top of the key. Good pass inside. Allen goes up. It's short. Rebound. Picked up Parker. Parker going to drive all the way in. Does she get it? No, but she's going to be fouled by Miller as she goes up. Brian, we have done very little on the offensive glass. As you stole my black pen.
Well, borrowed. We haven't done much on the glass, period. The Lady Blaze haven't in this game, and that's been where they have suffered tonight.
Free throw by Parker's no good. Coming in, we got a substitution. Jazz Bond coming in. And Millie Tunnel coming in for the Bruins. Millie Tunnel, she's a senior. The shot is up. Second free throw missed. Bond comes down with it.
They're
over the danger field.
Four from the foul line, too, tonight.
Feed inside Johnson. Makes it good as she had trouble holding on to it. Finally made it and put it up off the glass. Good. First basket. Make that the second basket for Johnson. Blackman by four. In trouble, Allen. Double teams, makes the steal. Going to drive in, put it up with a left hand. It's good, and the basket's going to count. And a foul. Wow, that was a pretty shot by Angel Allen.
I tell you, they just make so much trouble, John, for you offensively with that trap and the steal. And then do things like an incredible shot. I mean, she was Angel Allen was absolutely clobbered, and the shot went anyway.
Free throw is good by Allen. One thing the last couple of years that I've seen, they have gotten much quicker, the Blaze,
yeah,
the last couple of years.
This may be the quickest team Chad's had.
I would think so, particularly in the guard positions. And a long pass from Anthony.
She was over in foul.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sheely driving. They give her an opening. A little head fake. Johnson rejects it. Gives it over to Dangerfield. Behind the back dribble. Stop. Stutter step. Layup on the right side. Good. Dangerfield with six.
Boy,
that is 18-9.
That was beautiful. You don't see many freshmen at all do that. You just don't.
Less than a minute to play in the first quarter. Blackman up by nine. Over to Parker. Top of the circle. Gives it over to Tunnel. Looking for some help. Gives it to Anthony. Now driving. Baseline. Give feed inside to Parker. Misses the layup. Well, it's 18-9. If we could get a rebound, we'd probably be up by 20, quite honestly. And a substitution coming in. Hood comes back in. Sheely going to go out. And Hannah Lackey coming in. Number 30. She's a junior for Brentwood.
Just trying to find the right combination, I guess, for Brentwood over there. Not having much success.
Less than 30 seconds to go in the first. Dangerfield has it right side for Blackman. Allen asking for some help. Now gives it over to Bond right side. Top of the circle. Long jumper Johnson off the glass. No good. Rebound Hood. Almost lost it. Tunnel comes up with it. But it's stripped away from behind by Norris. Sixth turnover for the Bruins. Norris going to drive all the way in. It's knocked out of her hands. And evidently she touched it last.
Three turnovers for the Lady Blaze.
And coming in now is Lackey. Lackey Parker and Boozer coming in. Jesse Boozer, a sophomore. So a lot of Lady Bruins are playing in this first quarter. To Hood. Back out to Parker. Driving. Puts it up. From outside, it would have counted. It would have been good, but it was no good. And we're at the end of the first quarter with a score. Lady Blaze, 18. Brentwood, 9. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
A few stats here in the first half, brought to you courtesy of Game Day's Team Sports. Fans Heating and Air, winners trophies, 8 of 13 shooting, 62% with a 3 for the Lady Blaze.
Feed inside, Bond to Johnson with a high low, and the shot's no good. And they get the rebound, that's Brentwood, but they throw it away. So it'll be Blackman's ball underneath their basket.
8 turnovers for the Bruins, only 3 for Blackman. Brentwood shot 31% in that first quarter of play. A few stats there for you.
Thank you, Brian. Norris thinks about a 3, now gives it to Bond. They definitely picked Bond up. Long jumper by Dangerfield is good!
Wow.
First bank 3.
John, that was NBA range right there.
Talk about a rainbow, but it was in. Anthony to Sheely, back to McCarty. Bounce pass, they give it to Anthony. Good move in the lane, good. Anthony's first basket. Lead is 10 for Blackman. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Bond to Norris. Lob down low, Johnson could hang on. Turnover Blaze. Parker gets out of it quickly. Going baseline over to Anthony. Now drives, puts it up, off the window, no good. Rebound, Blackman. Norris comes away with it. Micah brings it across the timeline, drives, stops, hesitates, feeds inside Johnson. What a beautiful feed. And a foul, I think Hood got her. Could have been McCarty back there.
John, that's just trusting in your teammates to know that they're where they're supposed to be on a fast break. I don't know that Micah could really see Alex very well. That was just a wonderful pass.
Millie Tunnel getting ready to check back in. Johnson at the free throw line, in and out. Alex a little frustrated with that. Pollock comes back in, and Allen coming out. Morgan Miller also getting ready to check in for the Blaze. And they're going to let her. And she will take Jazz Bond's place. 6:56 to go here in the half. 21-11 Blackman. Johnson, Isaac, back from the Inferno. Second Friday in a row. Free throw missed. Rebound Parker to Sheely. And it's kicked. It'll be Brentwood's ball.
And if I'm not mistaken, this will be our last chance to see the Blaze before the first of the year. Next week
you're right.
We've got Smyrna Shelbyville, and next Friday night we go on the road. Siegel at Franklin. Next Saturday we've got some action from Riverdale High School. 3 games next week.
Here's Hood, takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it to Tunnel, in trouble. Back to Hood. A little give and go by Sheely. Brings it down to the baseline, now brings it back out. Down low it goes, and it's blocked as Tunnel tries to go up with it. But they're going to, yeah, it's out of bounds. I thought maybe a foul, but no. Sheely's going to throw it in bounds underneath the basket. Sheely. Looking, now gives it to McCarty, doesn't go up, tries, double team, picked up, stolen away by Angel Allen. Allen, make that Dangerfield. Dangerfield, stop, give and go, jumper's no good. Rebound, picked up, they are doing a great job, but it's still by Dangerfield, underhanded pass, thank you, I'll get it, but it's missed. Rebound, Parker. Coming down the floor, drives, baseline, no good. Over the back was Hood, but Dangerfield comes down with it. Dangerfield's a stop and go is about as quick as you want to get, I'm telling you. Norris drives baseline, puts it up softly, too soft. Rebound, it's going to be Parker, and Morgan Miller's going to pick up the foul.
Well, for some reason, Blackman's gone a little cold, missing their last 4 shots. They are 1 of 5 here in this quarter.
Lackey coming back in. She'll throw the ball in. McCarty going to come out. Not a very large bench for the Bruins over there.
Also have a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, thanks to at Tom Krager. Siegel 13, Ravenwood 9. Amber Daniels with the first 5 points for the Lady Stars.
And that's another team. I think they're 7-1 or 8-1. Pulled off and gotten off to a great start. Siegel Stars. Alan Bush and the gang There's a long jumper by Parker's, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Brentwood. We have not really dominated the defensive glass or the offensive glass, as you said. There's Parker, puts it up, but they're going to call, a foul.
Going to be on Allen, maybe on the floor.
I believe, yeah.
It is on Allen.
And it'll be Brentwood's ball. Sheely to throw it in.
He's actually on the inbound, I think.
And they give a good feed in to Tunnel, and it's up and good. Millie Tunnel, her first basket.
John may just change the sides with the block where she set up on that inbounds play, and it was open both times.
Here's the feed to Pollock, who just came back in, to Norris. They have gone a little cold. Micah Norris looking, bounces it down low. It's kicked by Brentwood Bruin. And it'll be Blackman's ball. Nobody in serious foul trouble so far. Blackman leads 21-13 with 5:10 to go here in the half. Norris looking, now loses it. Johnson alertly picks it up. Long three by Norris is no good. Rebound inside. And now picked up, a scramble on the floor. Coming away with it is Parker. Long feed to Tunnel. The layup is blocked by Norris. Lackey's there to put it back in with the left hand.
Well, I tell you, if we weren't getting beaten so bad on the boards, John, this would be a runaway game. Right now, it's their effort, Brentwood's efforts on the board that's keeping them close.
Norris to Miller. Jumper, no good. Hit the guy wire, and it'll be Brentwood's ball. Right now, we've kind of fallen in love with the three-point shot the last three or four possessions.
Not being very patient on offense and looking for anything open down in the paint. I think that's why Coach Hibden may have made a couple of changes here, because there was a good talking to the three that he brought in.
Dangerfield back in with Jazz Bond and just stole the ball. Over to Dangerfield. Long distance three, in and out. Rebound, Parker. Parker has just dominated the boards for Brentwood. She brings it across the timeline herself. Now drives baseline. Cross court pass to McCarty. Feeds it. Sheely open for three. No good. Rebound, McCarty. Now stolen away by Bailey Miller. Over to Dangerfield. They've got a two-on-two. Oh, great give and go. Oh, shot no good. Well, that little head fake she's got is unbelievable. They're going to say it's Brentwood's ball, however, as it goes out of bounds. We couldn't make them pay on that one. 21-15, Blackman.
Missed our last eight from the field, the Lady Blaze have.
In a cold second quarter. They started off the quarter.
Well, it started off 1 of 2, and yeah, it was a big three-point basket. And shot 62% in the first quarter.
Dangerfield, Sheely, taking her time getting across and barely gets it in time. Now it goes over to Boozer, who's in. Boozer being guarded closely and thrown away. Great defense by Crystal Dangerfield. Just beautiful job.
Should be Blackman's ball there.
It is. Side court. 3:36 to go in the half. Blackman with a six-point lead. Biggest lead they had, I think, 10, I believe, tonight. Here comes Dangerfield. Cross the timeline. Now bounce pass to Bond. Top of the key to Miller. Left side. Back to Bond. Trying to be patient. Looking for some answers inside. They leave Allen open. She hits it for three. Angel Allen.
Well, they've got 2 3-pointers in this quarter, John, but they have not scored a field goal. Just a regular 2-point field goal in the game in the second quarter.
That was a big basket. That would be a first bank three, by the way. Inside, Jazz Bond tips it away and picked up, however, by Lackey. To Sheely. Sheely backs it back out. Picked up by Dangerfield. 2:49 to go in the half. 24-15, Blackman. Lackey lobs it down low, tipped away. Picked up, however, by Boozer. Dribbles with the right hand. Dribbles back out between the circles. And Allen all over her. Now to Sheely. Instantly picked up by Dangerfield. Tried to get a pick from Lackey. Gets another pick by Lackey in the corner. And now they're going to call a foul. Morgan Miller's going to pick it up. Lackey.
Pretty good head fake there by Lackey to get Morgan off her feet.
And I don't think it was a shooting foul. She was planted.
Unfortunately, that's her third foul, so she's going to go out here, I think, John. And Alex Johnson is going to come in for her.
It is her third foul. And coming in now, Johnson back in with Micah Norris, Jazz Vaughn, Angel Allen, and Dangerfield. Dangerfield having quite a discussion with the official out there. Lackey shoots the first one. It's no good. Blackman leads by 9. Brentwood with a chance to cut it here to 8.
The only stat they lead, John, is rebounds.
Yeah.
That's their first free throw. They're 1 of 6 from the line.
24-16 is the second free throw. Was good from Lackey. To Bond, to Norris. Looking inside. Now back to Bond. Over to Dangerfield. To Allen. Back to Dangerfield. Just moving around. Johnson. Norris being very patient here. We're approaching 2 minutes to go in the half. Norris gives Dangerfield a screen. Comes off the screen. Back to Norris. Norris now going to make a drive to the basket, and she is going to be hacked as she goes through. That's on Sheely. First team foul. First foul on her, the third team foul. And they've done a very good job of staying out of foul trouble. Inbounds pass goes to Norris, to Bond. Back to Dangerfield. Long range three. Short, off the rim, no good. Rebound. Parker, who else? And then she throws it away. Had an opportunity there to cut the lead, but Blackman maintains their 8-point lead. 24-16, a minute 42 to go in the half. Don't forget to join us here for our halftime show. We'll have stats, the scoring for you, among other things. And, of course, the Ideas Tees between game show coming up before the boys' game. Bond has it to Dangerfield. Allen, that is. Good pick by Johnson. Now to Norris. She may have walked. Got away with it. Bond, long jumper. Oh, it's good. It's a two-pointer.
No.
No, they changed their mind, didn't they? One disagreed with the other one. First bank three for Jazz Bond. She has 8. And now another turnover, and it'll go back to Blackman. A good opportunity here, Brian, with a minute 9 to really extend this lead.
Well, look for a good shot. See if you can find Bond or Johnson open in the post. I think they'll be a little more patient now that they've been able to string together 3 threes in this quarter.
Across the timeline is Dangerfield. A minute to go in the first half. Allen dishes it to Johnson. Bounce pass into Norris. Almost stolen away. Those long arms of Norris saved that one. Great move by Allen. Dishes it back out to Bond. Good. Bond, Jazz Bond, 29-16.
About as long of a two-point shot as you can get right there from the near wing spot.
Got a great touch, doesn't she?
Yeah, very soft shot.
Sheely for 3, it's good. She answers. Big basket for Brentwood. She has 8. And the lead back to 10 with 21 seconds to go in the first half. Dangerfield calling the play, gives it over to Allen. Back out, top of the circle. Goes to Norris, to Johnson. Back to Norris. Jazz has the hot hand. They may go with her again. Back to Norris, to Bond. She's open, short this time. Getting the rebound is Norris, and puts it up as the buzzer sounds. And that's the end of the first half. With our score, Blackman 29, Brentwood 19. We'll be back with all the halftime stats for you coming up right after this timeout. Stay with us. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your peace of mind and your auto insurance. As your local auto owner's agent, we'll take time to sit down with you face-to-face and discuss your insurance needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. So don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your insurance. Give us a call. We're your local auto owner's agent.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
At Murfreesboro Automotive, you'll never feel like you've paid too much for auto repair.
We've not had any one person show up and say, I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Chuck Haynes at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We get everything cleared before we do the work. When someone shows up to pick up their car, there's no surprises. None.
Whether it's a minor oil change or major engine work, ASC certified technicians at Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're just off Broad Street on Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can give the gift of relaxation this year with a wonderful aquarium kit. We have many shapes and styles to suit every budget and taste. Here at Animal City, we have everything that you need to delight the pet or pet lover on your Christmas list this year. You can always give them a gift card from Animal City. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lanes.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And coming up in the Prentice House of Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, minus the Murfreesboro shift of the game, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm. And State Farm Press Sports brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. Also, Thompson Services, want to thank them, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Our score here at halftime, 29-19, the Lady Blaze leading Brentwood, and in what has been, for some reason, a fairly even game, with the exception that Brentwood has out-rebounded Blackman 15-7. As we look at our stats tonight, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. Brentwood 15-7 advantage. Brentwood shot 31% from the field in the first half, 4 of 13. They had two threes. I'll make that 8 of 22, I'm sorry, 36%, two threes in that first half. Blackman shot 12 of 29 for 41%. They had four first bank threes in that first half. Blackman went 1 for 3 from the free throw line for 33%. Brentwood 1 of 6 for 17%. Brentwood had 12 turnovers. That's been their bugaboo tonight. And Blackman with only 4. So rebounding edge went to Brentwood. Turnovers, unfortunately for Brentwood, also went to them as well. It was 18-9 at the end of the first quarter and 29-19 at half. The scoring looks like this for Brentwood. Marissa Anthony has 2 points. Hannah Lackey with 3. Paige Parker with 4. Olivia Sheely leads the Bruins with 8 points. Millie Tunnel has 2. Crystal Dangerfield has 9 points for Blackman, followed by Angel Allen with 6, Alex Johnson with 4, and Jazz Bond's been on fire tonight as well, already in double figures. She has 10, and she's the leading scorer for the Blaze. She also has 2 first bank threes, 2 of those 4 first bank threes that Blackman has accumulated. GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. You can log on to listen live on demand with podcasts and see where we'll be broadcasting next. And Brian, I know you've got can kind of give us a little program note of things to come with Middle Tennessee. And, of course, we've got some more basketball coming up for you next week. Plus, the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner tomorrow. We're back.
Well, 9 o'clock. You are.
What?
Just kidding. Just pulling your leg.
You got about 30 seconds.
All right.
Here we go. What do you got here, buddy?
Tomorrow, it's Ole Miss at MTSU taking on the men. 3:30 airtime, 4 o'clock will be the tip. Lady Raiders at Kentucky will join the game at the tip on Sunday at 12 noon. And again, as John said, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant begins at 9 tomorrow morning, 11:30. will be, or 11 o'clock will be MTCS Cougar Corner. That's coming up tomorrow. Monday, the Ideas Tease primetime sports scene, our swan song from the Gondolier Restaurant. We'll have a two-hour trivia show special coming up on the 17th. And that will wind up the Ideas Tease primetime sports scene on Mondays in 2 weeks. All right, 29-19 is our score. We're at halftime. The Blackman Blaze are leading here by 10. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Stay right with you. We'll have the second half coming up after this timeout.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come through our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Meet and three, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. It's easy this time of year to reflect on all that we're blessed with by being part of this community. As Rutherford Countyans, we benefit from excellent schools and recreational facilities, as well as a very diverse and growing economy for employment opportunities. We have professional leadership that guide our county to be recognized nationally as a preferred destination. So during this holiday season, reflect on the real reason for the season and join us at First Bank for our holiday open house December 20th and 21st. Happy holidays from First Bank, where you matter most.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update for you. Last score we had out of Riverdale Independence was at the end of the first quarter, Riverdale leading 20-13. At halftime, the Siegel girls lead Ravenwood 31-20. 31-20 in that game, according to Tom Krager, who's covering that for the D&J. Amber Daniels with 12 points to lead the Lady Stars, and Erica Roberts with 10. Siegel, 6 first-half three-pointers in that game, and that is an update. And the Lady Cougars trailing 36-14 at halftime to Moore County on the road. That's 36-14. MTCS trails. That's an update on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. John?
And we start the second half of action, and your starting lineups here in the second half. As Brentwood gets the ball first, it's Hood, Sheely, Anthony, and she throws it away, Parker, and McCarty. Blackman has the ball. We give you their lineups here as we go. Long jumper by Dangerfield is no good. Rebound Parker. It's Pollock, Bond, Johnson, Norris, and Dangerfield for Blackman. Those starting lineups in the second half. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. WGNS, home of B.J. Upton and the Atlanta Braves. McCarty misses the turnaround jumper in the lane. Rebound, Johnson. I think Coach Hibden maybe said, get on the boards, girls. Bond, as they run, puts it up from the right side, and it's good over the right hand anyway. And she has 12, and it's now a 31-19 lead.
By the way, Blackman tomorrow will be traveling to Louisville, Kentucky in the morning and leaving about 10 o'clock and headed to play DuPont Manual tomorrow.
Kind of rough little two games here. Anthony dribbles, gives it off. Sheely, open for three. Good. Sheely with her third three of the night. She has 11. Lead back down to 9 as Blackman has the ball.
With that being said, Chad Hibden and Smyrna segment going to flip-flop tomorrow.
Nice feed to Dangerfield to Johnson. And she gets the basket. Alex with 6.
You can hear Coach Hibden and Blaze fans tomorrow morning at 9:20.
McCarty has trouble with it. Sheely gets it back. And now a reach-in foul on Blackman. And it is going to be on Pollock. Amanda's first, team first here in the second half.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting all of our local football players who are playing in tomorrow's 6th annual Toyota East-West All-Star Classic, which takes place at Tennessee Tech in Cookeville. Good luck to all of those young men.
Ball almost stolen away. Parker gets it back. Hood in the corner. Now to Anthony. Back out to Parker. And they throw a little catch. Sheely gets it. Dangerfield picks her up. Dribbling between the big B on the Blackman floor. Inside, back to Parker. Now to Sheely. Head fake. Dribbles. Now gets into some trouble. Gives it back out. It's Parker. Picked up by Norris. Intensity by the defense here is picked up. Pollock. They get a screen from Sheely. Now back to Sheely.
Well, they pushed him all the way back out to midcourt. That's how intense it is.
Here's Hood trying to get out of trouble. Gives it over to Lackey, who just entered the game. Back to Parker. Good move. Going to drive. A little hook shot in the lane. Good. Paige Parker with 6. 33-24 Blackman. Dangerfield in the corner to Pollock. She stops, she shoots, she guns, she misses. Rebound. Johnson flipped out. Back out to Sheely. Brentwood contains possession. 5:03 to go here in the third quarter. Sheely calls the play for Brentwood. Dangerfield picks her up. Boys game to follow. That's going to be a good one, folks. Anthony going to drive. Dishes back out. Parker from the corner. No good. Too strong. Rebound. Johnson. And now they're going to call a foul, I believe. No, on the line.
They say
it'll be Blackman's ball. Brentwood was on the line.
Yeah. They were both there.
One was straddling the line. The other one was in bounds.
And Brentwood didn't have possession. So, but anyway.
Dangerfield brings it up. 33-24 Blackman. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Not a bad girls game going on right here. Norris, right side, make that left side to Dangerfield, open for 3, no good. Rebound, Norris clears it in the lane. Dribbles with the left hand, that brings it back out. Picked up by Hood. Bond in the lane. Turn around, jumper no good. Johnson gets the rebound and puts it back in. Alex Johnson with a big rebound and a timeout going to be called. And it gives us an opportunity one more time in this game to talk about our good friends Bobby Bug and Stan Vaught.
Well, residential, commercial, farms, land, they take care of it all and more. That's the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug today, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. And also, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Hodge Construction, Jerry Potts Car Care.
I was looking on the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today on the internet.
B.J. Upton.
This afternoon when I got home. And, well, about B.J. Upton, but I saw Coach Hodges forehead.
Oh, did you now?
They said the worst dressed outfit. Now, what he was doing, it was some kind of cause or something, because the outfit was like pink and blue, and it was just, I mean, he never dresses like that, so he was doing something.
Well.
But he had a big spread there in the AGC.
I did talk to Hillary, I guess, about a year and a half ago in Shelbyville, and she said she doesn't dress him, so that's all I
know. Well, I think this was for a good cause, quite honestly. There's a pass that's intercepted by Blackman. Norris comes away with it, feeds it to Pollock, back to Norris, into a traveling Bond down there, and the rebound by Johnson, who's doing a huge job underneath the glass. She'll go to the free throw line.
John, 7 rebounds in the first half, and here in the first half of this third quarter, they've already got 5. So that shows you a turnaround on the boards tonight. So that's been a big story.
Free throw by Johnson is no good. Alex has kind of struggled at the line tonight. Coming in is Lackey for Brentwood. McCarty and Anthony go out.
Siegel girls open up with a 13-2 run to open up the second half. And also on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Coffee County 13, Smyrna 10 in girls play at the end of one quarter.
End of the ball game is Tunnel, and she's being double-teamed immediately by Blackman. Back out to Hood. They leave her open. She'll shoot the three. It's missed. Rebound Lackey. And she's a tough, rugged girl. Puts it back up. Misses the shot. Gets the rebound. Tips it back out to Parker. She goes up from the left side. No good. Rebound. Comes away with it. Allen. Allen in the game along with Norris, Johnson, Bond, and Dangerfield. Allen. Crossover dribble. Gives it back out to Norris between the circles. Now hands it off to Dangerfield. They'll set it back up. 3:23 to go in the third. 35-24 Blackman. Johnson, long lob into Bond. It's short. Rebound. Picked up Parker.
I think she let her a little too much on that pass.
And the ball is tipped away. Belongs to Brentwood. Morgan Miller now, and Bailey Miller going to step in. The Miller girls. Johnson going to get a rest. She gets a nice hand from Coach Hibden. And Jazz Bond coming off. Inbound's going to go to Brentwood. Parker misses the layup. Rebound, Dangerfield. Goes all the way in from the right side and puts it up. We love to see that. Lead back to 13. Excuse me, Brian.
Maybe see a little bit more of that from her, John. Maybe she can penetrate, take it in instead of settling for some threes.
And Lackey, as they beat the press, to Hood. And is picked off by Bailey Miller. Good job. Bailey didn't commit herself very much on that and was able to pick it off. And we've got a foul. Paige Hood commits the personal. And it'll be Blackman's ball. That's 15 turnovers tonight for Brentwood. And you're up by 13, so that tells you a story. We'll have a timeout on the court here. 37-24 Blackman. We'll be right back.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have 3 great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Beginning in January, Intersource and Primetime Sports debuting the 24-second shot clock. You'll be able to sign up for a chance to win $10,000, $5,000 for you, and $5,000 for your school. Details coming soon.
I wish you'd give me the details now, Dad.
I can't.
That's exciting. Sounds exciting.
It's super secret.
Super secret. You'll have to kill me.
It's not just secret.
You can't tell me the secret. Okay.
That message may self-explode or whatever.
Anthony knocks it out of bounds off of Norris, but it'll be, it's Brentwood ball, but Anthony I don't think, yes, she does. I don't think she realized it at first.
Self-destruct was the word that I was looking for.
37-24. You do have many words in your expanded vocabulary.
I couldn't pull that one out, though.
2 minutes to go here in the third. Blackman by 13. Tunnel, Page Tunnel with the ball. Working on Pollock. Now stops, gives it back out. I agree with you, Brian. They have really brought Brentwood's defense, offense, way out. Almost to center circle. There's a steal by Pollock over to Allen. Doesn't have the numbers, goes up, but Norris is there and misses the putback. And Bailey gets the rebound. And now a foul going to be called underneath the glass. I don't know what Chad Hipton told them at halftime, but it undoubtedly had something to do with get on the boards.
Well, it had to by the production that we've seen there, John. And also,
so good.
They're doing a much better job with the defense, as we were talking about a minute ago, not giving Brentwood those easy shots.
Second one off the flip of the rim. No rebound. Pollock gets it. Now they're getting some offensive rebounds. Here's Miller. Sets it back up. Pollock takes a look. Now gives it to Allen. Over to Norris. Almost stolen. Quick hands by Norris. Saves it. She misses the jumper. Parker down with a rebound. Two on one. Gives it to Lackey. And it is blocked and out of bounds. There may have been a foul, and I think there is. And I had the fans kind of walk in front of me, but that foul is on Micah Norris. Here's an interesting stat. Micah Norris has no points in this game. Been very active.
Yeah, she has, especially on the defensive end. A couple of block shots in the game tonight.
Lackey hits the free throw.
We have a score update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. At halftime, it's Riverdale 37, Independence 24. 37-24, Riverdale leads Independence at half in girls play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Second one by Lackey is also good. McCarty going to come in, and Lackey going to take a seat on the bench. 38-26, Blackman. Lackey's done a pretty good job underneath for the Lady Bruins. And coming across the timeline is Dangerfield. Brentwood Bruins playing, they have pink shoestrings, Brian.
And their coaches wearing pink tonight.
Yep.
Taking part in the pink out this evening.
Some of the fans up here have a lot of pink on tonight. And the ball's thrown away. It's a turnover for Blackman. And Brentwood has the ball.
Six on the Lady Blaze tonight.
See those fans with pink on?
I do.
Pretty impressive.
A lot of the student section.
Yeah. They've got a pink Santa hat. Sheely across the timeline, being pressured. Now to McCarty. The tunnel, dangerous pass, and it's intercepted by Bailey Miller. Miller going to drive, almost lost her footing, gives it back out to Pollock. She'll bring it back out, set it to Allen. Left side to Dangerfield. Miller open for three. Short. Rebound, picked up Sheely. 41 seconds to go in the third. Sheely takes a look, now will shoot. Too hard off the glass. Rebound Parker. Open from the corner. Good. Paige Parker has eight. And the lead to 10 for Blackman. They have the ball, however. Dangerfield with 23 seconds. Stops. Stutter step. Jumper good. From the foul line. Crystal Dangerfield.
I think you're supposed to say in your face on those, aren't you?
Yeah, that's
what a move.
That's pretty wicked. No way you defend that. 10 seconds to go. Brentwood trying to get a last-second shot. Tunnel, cross court. Parker for three. No. That ball may have been partially blocked. McCarty gets the rebound, however. The tunnel doesn't get the shot off in time, and that's the end of the third quarter play with a score. Blackman girls 40. Brentwood girls 28. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Reefsane Drugstore is the perfect place to shop for gifts this holiday season. We emphasize accessories and personal treasures that are traditional, with a twist. Our unique atmosphere allows you to shop in a warm, inviting setting that will inspire you to share the Christmas season with those you love. Beautiful ornaments, special pottery for a unique table setting, delicious candle and home fragrances to create the feel of the perfect holiday home. Visit us today and see the special touches we have added just for you. Reefsane is open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Butts Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Over and back violation. Palming the ball. I'll get it out in a minute. I'm having trouble with my vocabulary, and it's much more limited than yours. Palming the ball.
Got a few stats here. Shooting in the third quarter, 38% for Blackman, 5 of 13, 30% for Brentwood. Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports with those stats.
Shealy has the ball for Brentwood, hands it off to Anthony, who just came back in as the quarter started. Over to Shealy. Looking down low for McCarty. No. Gives it back out to Anthony. Now to Shealy. Allen on her. Allen, Norris, Pollock, Dangerfield, Johnson. Long lob in by Parker. It's blocked. Gets her own rebound. Missed. Anthony has it and puts it back in from the right side. Three chances at it. They finally got it on the third one. Allen. Back out. Norris. Open for three. No good. Rebound. Picked up. Pollock. Over to Dangerfield. They'll set it back up. I'll tell you something else. Micah Norris is not hitting tonight, and that would have been a big difference, too, in this score, I believe. Just having one of those nights. Ball's tipped away. It'll be Blackman's basketball. Jazz Bond going to come in. Micah, hard to believe, just a junior. Didn't she start in the sixth grade?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
So these girls are going to be here for a long time. In fact, Morgan Miller is and Amanda Pollock are the seniors.
And they have some pretty good backups, like Angel Allen, for instance,
right,
when it comes to mind.
Sophomore.
And Bailey Miller.
And we've got, I think, Killings is injured. Here's Norris. I don't know that for a fact, but I believe that she is. Dangerfield working one-on-one. Now dishes off to Pollock. Back to Norris. Come on, Micah. Get some points here. Over to Dangerfield. Back out to Jazz Bond. Lobbed into Johnson. Hits the rim. Parker comes down with it. Going to drive length of the floor. And now Micah Norris going to pick up another foul. Trying to keep that basket from scoring. You'll have to like Paige Parker's tenacity. I mean, she goes at it.
She's a pretty hard-nosed player there, and she hasn't backed away from the Lady Blaze tonight, that's for sure.
Having trouble at the free throw line, however, she's missed.
John, they're only 3 of 9 from the charity stripe, but Blackman's only 2 of 7, so it has not been a free throw clinic this evening.
Kind of evened out. Parker gets that second one. She has 9 points, and she's done a great job on the boards. Dangerfield across the timeline. To Pollock. Over to Norris. It's nice that people are emotional.
Yes.
Hugging here on a Friday night. To Johnson. We get to see a lot of things right here on the floor.
Boy, don't we. Something we don't really want to.
Dangerfield with a pick. To Johnson. He's going to take a jumper. Misses it. Rebound. Picked up. Guess who? Parker. Tipped away. Flips it out to McCarty. He's wide open and hits the layup. That was a pretty play. McCarty with her first basket. And now we've got a timeout as they've cut it to 7 here. Blackman 40 and the Brentwood Bruins 33. We'll be back.
Your friends at Bugs Tire Pros want to wish you a Merry Christmas this year. Stop in today for your holiday travel checkup at Bugs Tire Pros. They carry all the great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, and they can service your ride today. So visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstirepros.tn.com or call 896-8473. That's 896-TIRE, because their business rotates around you. Bud's Tire Pros at 3600 Woodbury Pike.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with 3 Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Click on our Sir Pizza podcast button there and listen to and download recent games. Coach Chad Hibden calling the timeout. John, not happy with the
expectations Blackman has not been having here on defense, or on offense, rather.
No, taking some kind of poor shots, a couple of threes, ill-advised. Lead it to down to seven. Big position here for Blackman. Bond back in, gives it to Norris, left side. Gives it back out to Dangerfield. Morgan Miller is in, playing the low post. Over to Bond. She's going to drive and going to lose it. And I think that's going to go to Brentwood. No. They say Blackman's ball. Well, Brentwood didn't agree with that, for sure.
Well, it looked like it that Bond dribbled it off her knee.
And the inbounds pass goes to Bond. Looks inside to Miller. Makes a move. And she's going to draw a foul from Lackey. And going to go to the free throw line.
Lackey doesn't agree with that, John, but she kind of leaned in. And when you lean in, you get the body in there, it's always going to happen. You're always going to get that foul called on you.
Morgan Miller will go to the free throw line. First shot is up, and it is good. 41-33 for first points of the night.
That's why you see coaches say just straight up. That's what you've got to do when you're defending in the post.
And she kept the ball high.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, flips off the rim, no good. Rebound, Bond. Doesn't go. Ball's out of bounds. And I think they're going to say that one's going to go to Blackman. That's a break. Chance to get three-point play out of this thing. Maybe four.
Was partially blocked, and I'm not sure. Bond must not have touched it again when it went out of bounds.
Dangerfield looking for a pick, gets one. Working one-on-one. Crossover dribble, had her beat, but misses the jump shot. Lackey pulls the rebound down. McCarty in trouble. Blackman swarming on him. Sheely gets it away. Parker open. She's going to shoot the three, and it's no good. Rebound McCarty, no. Allen comes up with it. And now a foul. I don't know if it's Anthony, somebody that was down there.
Well, Blackman has not had a huge lead. I mean, I'm not sure what you would consider comfortable. It's been in double digits, 12, 13, something like that at times. But Brentwood has been fighting and clawing in this game. They have not given up, and they're still in it now.
41-33, 4:36 to go. Blackman leading. Girls contest, the boys to follow here. Dangerfield, good pass inside the middle, too hard off the glass. Rebound, Parker. How many times have I said that tonight? Parker driving all the way in, gadget blocked. Out of bounds to Brentwood.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Siegel girls leading Ravenwood 46-28 after three quarters. 46-28. Amber Daniels with 14 points in that game.
Sheely throws it in. And now, five-second violation on Brentwood. It'll be Blackman's ball. That's a huge turnover.
That's their 18th turnover of the evening.
And bad news here, our duct tape has come apart. Reinforcements.
Well, that's why they make it by the roll.
We won't have enough power, Captain. Angel Allen driving on the right side, and a foul going to be called on Brentwood.
John, don't fret. I always carry a spare flux capacitor in my back pocket. Just want you to know.
Well,
there's always a spare flux capacitor in my back pocket.
Good, Scotty. Free throw by Allen is good. That increases the Blackman lead to 9. By the way, Dangerfield with 14 points. Second one misses. Rebound, Lackey. And she walks, and she did. And so Blackman will get it back.
Turnovers have been their big Achilles heel tonight, John. It's been rebounds and poor shooting at times for the Lady Blaze.
Fairly comfortable in front, but, you know, anybody can go on a run. Long jumper by Dangerfield is no good. Rebound picked up. Johnson is going to come off of her. She was out of bounds, and it'll be Brentwood's ball. This is another opportunity for the Lady Bruins to maybe get back in this thing. Need a good defensive stand here by Blackman. They've got full court pressure. Not a bad idea. To McCarty, to Sheely. Sheely, bounce pass McCarty at the foul line. Makes a couple of turns. Now tries to find Parker and Doug. Parker, this is off to Hood. She dribbles underneath the basket, comes back out, still dribbling, gives it to Parker. Takes a three, now drives, goes up, blocked. Rebound, Johnson. Over to Dangerfield. Going to work a little clock, maybe. 3:25. Or maybe not. Norris goes up. Good. But an offensive foul on Micah Norris. Wouldn't you know it? The first basket, they call her for a charge.
It's kind of a bang-bang play, as they always are. And
a bang-bang on our table.
Yeah. No matter how far back we get, it just doesn't matter. But kind of a tough break there for Micah. Could have gone either way, really.
Sheely slowly coming across the timeline. Over to Hood. Hood trails by nine. 3:11 to go in the game. To Sheely. Dangerfield on her. Well, they sure are taking a lot of time here, Brian. Hood lobs it over to Sheely. Going to drive left side. Bounce pass inside. Who's that, Bruin? That was Lackey going up. They're going to call it out of bounds off of Blackman.
That's because, and I know you couldn't see it, Micah Norris with her third block of the game.
Anthony comes back in, playing with four fouls. Lackey, McCarty, Parker in, and the ball stolen away on the inbounds. Dangerfield all alone, streaking down the floor, lamp good.
Well, you were not about to catch Crystal Dangerfield, trust me.
44-33, big basket. Blackman leads. Parker brings it across the timeline for Brentwood. Long pass cross court. Anthony open. Jumper good. Anthony has a basket. Timeout called. A 30-second variety. We'll take 1-2. Blackman leads by 9. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Dave Kiven and me at Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills Golf Course on Shovel Highway. Come down for your Christmas music instrument purchases. Music World and Drummer's Den's got guitars, keyboards, amps, all kinds of drums and accessories. Give a gift certificate for lessons. Fantastic deals. There's no need to do mail order when you can get as good or better prices right here locally. Hi, this is Dave Kiven and me at Music World and Drummer's Den on Shovel Highway across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Saint Drugstore.
Alex Johnson going to the free throw line for a big 1-1. Blackman leads it by 9 with 2:17 to go in the game. Free throw up, good by Johnson. Alex with 9 on the night. Don't forget the boys' game to follow. Our It Is Tees Between Game show. My good friend, my confidant, my comrade, Brian Barrett. We'll be doing the play-by-play of that one.
Do you have a handkerchief?
And his good friend John will be in the car taking a nap. No, seriously, I'll be there. It's going to be a good game. Free throw missed by Johnson. Sheely in trouble, being pressured by Bond. And I like that because it's running some time off the clock, them trying to get up the floor, although Bond did draw a foul here.
Well, you mentioned that a second ago, and John, I was watching, and that's what Blackman is doing. They're keeping the defensive intensity up and not giving them any open baskets, and that's a good strategy.
It's kind of called making them work for it.
Yeah.
McCarty gets it across to Sheely, and they'll set it up. 2 minutes to go in the game. 10-point Black. Looking, Lackey. Parker wants to shoot. She's ready. Gives it over to Anthony. To Sheely. Anthony going to drive and is thrown away. Nobody came to help Anthony out. Norris driving. Going to drive all the way up. Put it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound picked down by Lackey. Brentwood wants to run. 2-on-1. Lackey taking it. Good fake. But it's thrown away by Micah Norris. Brian, she may not have any points tonight. But she's been very, very active on defense.
No, you got that right. That was Great defense.
Oh, great feed down low from Bond to Johnson. And now another timeout taken as Blackman takes a 12-point lead. We'll be back.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. It's easy this time of year to reflect on all that we're blessed with by being part of this community. As Rutherford Countyans, we benefit from excellent schools and recreational facilities, as well as a very diverse and growing economy for employment opportunities. We have professional leadership that guide our county to be recognized nationally as a preferred destination. So during this holiday season, reflect on the real reason for the season and join us at First Bank for our holiday open house December 20th and 21st. Happy holidays from First Bank, where you matter most.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ears Funeral Home Scoreboard Update. Siegel Girls a winner over Ravenwood, 56-41, to improve to 9-1 on the year. 56-41 the final. Centennial leads Laverne, 34-25 in girls play after three. And at halftime, Smyrna over Coffee County, 20-18.
And a minute four to go in this one. Blackman comfortably in front by 12. Brentwood with the ball. They need to get a shot off and are not able to do so. Lackey has it taken away, and now she walks.
John, she turned around and didn't realize how open she was, and when she did, great defense coming over to help out there, and I believe it was Miller? Bailey Miller who came over. Just stuck a hand in her face, and she had already kind of committed to the shot.
Bailey Miller in the game along with Morgan Miller, Amanda Pollock, Angel Allen, and Jazz Bond. Allen, 43 seconds to go. Blackman leads 47-35. They led at 18-9 at the end of the first quarter. They led by 10 at half and 12 at the end of the third quarter, and they lead by 12 now. So really nothing much has changed since the first quarter.
But they had a scare here in this quarter, John, because they got it down into single digits.
Got it to 7 to be exact. Allen being chased, now to Pollock. Pressure by Brentwood, and now a foul, Pollock. That is the 8th team foul, so 1-1 for Pollock.
Not so sure why they didn't foul a little earlier, John, but I don't know if they've kind of given up that hope or not with only 30 seconds to go.
And into the ball game is Tunnel for Brentwood. Pollock with a free throw is good. Amanda's first point of the night. To get another one.
It's going to be a weird scoring stat sheet right there that you have. Some people that normally are in the scorebook aren't tonight.
Pollock with the second one of two, and the lead now 14. If I'm not mistaken, that may be their biggest lead. I think they got to 14 one other time. Tunnel off to Parker, long three. It's good. Parker has 12. She leads the Bruins in scoring.
She's almost in Coach Siegenthaler's lap over there.
Allen to Pollock. 5 seconds. Miller puts one up almost at the buzzer. Not going to get another shot off. Our final score. Blackman Blades defeat Brentwood by a score of 49-38 in girls action. That's our final. On a great job, our leading scorer was Crystal Dangerfield for the Lady Blaze.